You can run, but you can't hide.
You. Satin was moving before she had the opportunity to consider what she was doing. Grabbing him by the throat, she hauled him across the floor and pinned him against the wall. Marco scowled, but oddly he made no effort to fight against her hold.
Easy, leech, he warned.
Satin glared at his elegantly sculpted features. Why did they have to be so perfect? Tell me what you did to me.
Did to you?
He arched a brow, his eyes darkening as if he was recalling their time together.
In detail, or just the highlights?
You used some sort of animal magic on me. A slow, wicked smile curved his lips.
You're welcome.
This isn't funny, Satin hissed.
Look, I don't know what the hell you're...
Marco's words trailed away, his nose flaring as if he'd caught an unexpected scent. He leaned his head forward, sniffing her. Stop that! He ignored her command.
You smell like where?
His words intensified her anger. Because of you?
Me?
Marco narrowed his eyes.
I haven't been near you in weeks.
Your magic did something to me. Satin muttered a curse as Marco knocked aside her hand that was holding him captive to lean down and press his nose against her belly. I told you to stop that.
Hey, baby?
He froze, his heat suddenly thundering through the air as he straightened to regard her with a shocked expression.
My baby.
He made a harsh sound, like he'd just taken a blow to the gut.
Impossible.
That's what I said.
Seriously.
He shook his head.
I don't understand.
Really? She glared at him. You're responsible.
Me?
Yes. Satin's icy anger cut through the thick heat in the room. You put your baby inside me, somehow. His brows snapped together at her accusation.
That's absurd.
It had sounded absurd when she said the words out loud, like she was telling a cheesy fairy tale. Unfortunately, this was all too real. Careful, dog, she warned.
If it was possible to put my child into random females, I would have 100 pups running around, he said, his voice harsh with barely suppressed emotions. The Weirs have struggled for centuries to procreate. Even after Salvatore destroyed the wolf spirit that was draining our powers, we have precious few babies. Each child is a miracle.
Satin paused. From the second Bertha had spoken the word baby, she'd been too overwhelmed to think clearly. And she was still overwhelmed. But his fierce words forced her to actually consider her accusation. It was true that the Weirs had struggled for centuries to have pups. Salvatore had eventually turned to science to help create babies, and even then, their powers were muted. They had hopes that the future would be brighter. But she had to admit that if they had the ability to magically create offspring, they wouldn't waste the opportunity by putting one into a vampire. With an effort, she tried to control the panic lurking just below the surface. If you aren't responsible for the insanity happening to me, then why are you here?